This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Here with me today is Colin Standish, born and raised Townshipper, who'll be chatting with us about Quebec's new political party, Canadian Party of Quebec, of which he serves as the founding leader, that was officially launched in Montreal in June. So Colin, thank you so much for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Taylor. Wonderful being here.
Can you please start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and your political background?
Yeah, so I'm founding leader of the Canadian Party of Quebec. I'm born and raised the Eastern Townshipper, ninth generation Townshipper with family going back to 1783 in St. Armand. I myself was born and raised in Cookshire and went to school at BCS in Lennoxville and then went to Queen's University, University of Laval for a law degree and also Osgoode Hall Law School in Toronto. I spent a lot of time in Knowlton. My family has a cottage on Brome Lake, and I currently have a house in Cowansville where I spend most of my time. Did live in Toronto for about 6 years. I worked on Bay Street before coming back to the townships in 2021, and then sort of plunged headfirst, perhaps, back into language rights and founded the Task Force on Linguistic Policy to try to stop Bill 96 and also the federal government's white paper C-32 and C-13. And so worked very hard and brought together a great team and tried to inform the population, English, French, Indigenous, and newcomer, about what was really in these laws and how detrimental they would be to the future of Quebec and Canada. And that eventually, that advocacy only took us so far. It was great to raise the alarm bells, but a group of myself and a few others got together to found the Exploratory Committee on Political Options, and that was to see if a new provincial party would be viable in 2022. The response was overwhelming and overwhelmingly positive, so we decided to go ahead with a party, and we founded the Canadian Party of Quebec. So it's a new federalist option. It's a new option that defends basic rights and freedoms, the Constitution, and language rights in Quebec, while also promoting a prosperity and a constructive future for all Quebecers, whether they're French-speaking, English-speaking, Indigenous, or newcomer.
Okay, so this party, the reason why you decide to really go ahead with it was really just to protect the integrity of our rights here in the country.
Yeah, no, that was really, you know, the genesis of basis is, you know, there's been such an assault, a fundamental assault on very basic human rights and freedoms that are protected by the Constitution, and as well language rights, the ability to live in English in Quebec or a language that simply isn't French. It's basically extinguished by Bill 96, the new provincial language law, though it does much more than that. That was passed in May 2022. So really, it's sort of, acquiescence is no longer an option. That I encourage all Quebecers to stand up and fight for their basic rights and freedoms, their right to exist in this province and to exist in a prosperous, free society. It really is that fundamental. So that really is what led us to founding this new party, because there really wasn't anyone speaking out on the federal scene or the provincial scene for the integrity of the future of this country. And so we're trying to provide an option that says, hey, we're Quebecers too, and we have the right to stay here and live our lives in peace. So that's really the genesis of this party.
Okay. And how did you go about forming this party?
Yeah, so, you know, as I was saying before, there's a few steps. You know, we founded the Task Force on Linguistic Policy, and that's an independent interest group. It still exists, and it's done very well, raised tens of thousands of dollars and, you know, thousands of members and people engaging with it, and been on the front page of French and English media. And so that was sort of, once again, to sort of found this organization built on language rights. And then a few of us sort of broke off in early, or it was late 2021, in November, December, started to meet and say, hey, you know, advocacy has gotten us this far, but it appears Bill 96 is probably going to pass unless something really big happened. And so either then you beat it legally, that you can, you know, there are, I think, three or four legal challenges against Bill 96 right now, and that takes years and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you're fighting all the way to the Supreme Court in five to 10 years' time. Or there's also the political option where you can beat it at the ballot box, where you can have people in the National Assembly who vote against these laws, who can vote down these laws, who can propose new laws. And so we said, hey, is there a viable political option that we could found, right? Because the Liberal Party of Quebec and other parties that traditionally, to a certain extent, defended our rights and freedoms haven't done anything. So that really was the genesis of it. So it was a really small group of people, 5 to 10 people, or really just 5 or 6 initially. And then, yeah, we decided to found the party. It was officially registered in June 2021. You have to sign up hundreds of people. We officially launched in downtown Montreal. We just announced last week our first slate of candidates, so 5 candidates, including myself, for this election. And as well, we're number 2 in the polls in Montreal as well. So in non-francophone ridings in Montreal. So we feel we have wind in our sails.
Oh, that's great. And can you please provide our listeners some details about your platform and your principles?
Yeah, of course. So we have the Canadian Party of Quebec is based on six foundational principles. So the first one is rights are rights are rights. So that is the human rights and freedoms aspect. Secondly is, the integrity of the Canadian Constitution. As mentioned, Bill 96 and other ones actually amend our Constitution to say Quebec is a nation solely defined by French, and it actually changes the way our Constitution and our country works illegitimately and unconstitutionally. So respecting the Constitution, very important. Bilingualism, of course. So we believe Quebec is a bilingual province, that English, despite what people say about it, English is actually an official language in Quebec, that all laws, our courts, all regulations, and the National Assembly itself actually have to function in English and in French, or the acts of the state are illegal. And not many people know that, but English has been an official language of Quebec since 1763. So to protect the bilingualism in our country and for basic rights and services, if you go into a hospital, go to a government service, getting, anything that's done by the provincial and municipal government should be bilingual if you choose to have it that way, and for newcomers as well, to be able to have service in the language of their choice. So bilingualism is our third principle, as well as educational choice is another bedrock principle, is to allow people to choose the education that's best for their children or themselves. And as well, prosperity for all Quebecers is our fifth principle, so to make sure we have a prosperous and entrepreneurial society that isn't hindered by language laws and regulation. And then sixthly is reconciliation and rapprochement. So reconciliation, that is to ensure that Quebecers are working with our Indigenous communities and nations to ensure a sort of new consent, a new societal consensus. And then as well, rapprochement is sort of a term that we sort of come up with to refer to that for all Quebecers. So French, English speaking, newcomer, Indigenous, to work together, that we believe in the unity of all Quebecers. So that's what rapprochement means to us. So those are our six principles. We are working on our platform, and that'll be released during the election campaign.
Okay. And are you able to speak on your political stance a little bit and what issues the party hopes to address at the provincial and the federal level in particular?
Certainly. Some of the foundational principles for us, that we would do in the National Assembly is the full reversal and repeal of Bills 21, 40, and 96. So Bill 21, that's the so-called secularism law that really discriminates against all Quebecers, and particularly religious minorities. Bill 40 is often not talked about that much, but that actually abolished all school boards in Quebec. That, for Eastern Township listeners, the ETSB, the Eastern Township School Board, is a very important community institution. It really is the only vestige left in the Eastern Township that recognizes the historical boundaries of the township and is controlled by English speakers, that gives out in a very important government service, education. And that actually is officially abolished and only exists because of a court injunction that actually has prevented the dissolution of school boards. And then as well, Bill 96, a law with 201 articles of law that modifies 24 laws, a regulation, and the Constitution Act. So a full repeal of Bill 96. These are the things that we would stand tooth and nail against because they hinder the rights of all Quebecers and cripple our society. So those are some of the first things we could do. We also as well, we believe, just based on our six principles, we also would be a constructive voice in the National Assembly, bring forward new ideas that would encourage our economy, encourage basic human rights for Quebecers and a new societal consensus to bring us into the 21st century.
Yes. And can you speak to us a little bit about candidates for the Canadian Political Party of Quebec? You were mentioning before how you're about five or six candidates. And are you still looking for others? Are you looking for other people to join your party and to really make this successful?
Yes. So we just announced our first slate of candidates last week. So we're at five officially now. We'll be releasing another slate next week as well. And so we did announce, we're trying to announce candidates throughout the entire province. We do have aspirations to have a full slate of 125 candidates. But at this point in the game, we are very much focused. We're only just over two months away from election day. We're very focused on Montreal, the Eastern Townships, and Western Quebec, so sort of Gatineau, Pontiac. Those are areas we know we can win. And so based on the polls we've seen, based on the response, we really know we can win there. So part of this as well is that we still need candidates in Eastern Townships. We've had some great people come forward, but Bromissisqua, Orford, Saint-François, Sherbrooke, Granby, Shepherd. So we have some areas that we have yet to announce candidates. We have people in the pipeline for it, but I really encourage your listeners, if you're interested, to go to our website, CanadianPartyQuebec.com, and you can fill out an application to be a candidate.
Okay. And from your perspective, why is it important for Quebecers to get out there and vote in this year's election?
This is a really critical election, right? I encourage people to vote to vote regardless of the election year. But certainly this year, you know, given Bill 96, Bill 21, Bill 40, the lack of opposition, I would encourage you, if you believe that things are not going the right way in this province, I encourage you to show up and have your voice heard. It is so critical, right, to send a message to the established political parties, to our political elite who have run over our rights roughshod, that they can't get away with it, right? That we as Quebecers, English speakers, newcomers, French, francophones, and Indigenous people, that we can really speak up and speak out, that our votes are very powerful. So I really encourage people, and I think many people in the Eastern Townships, particularly English speakers, are sort of aghast at what goes on in Quebec City often, but I really encourage you to show up at the ballot box to speak up and stand up for your basic rights and freedoms in this election, that acquiescence is no longer an option. The old ways no longer work.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Colin, about the Canadian Party of Quebec that you think would be important for people to know.
Yeah, so thanks so much for that. It's I encourage people to check out our website, CanadianPartyQuebec.com, all one word, or PassiCanadienQuebec.com in French. I encourage people to take a look. We have our principles online. We have more information about our candidates. And as well, people looking to get involved, you can either, firstly, take out a free membership. That gets you more involved in the party, gets you plugged in to our meetings, et cetera. And as well, with policy development, there's a whole bunch of ways to get involved. Secondly, as well, you can sign up as a volunteer. So we need people to go door-to-door with us, people to man our different stations. We need people to help us with policy, with our website. So please sign up as a volunteer if you have any skill that you think would be relevant for us or just want to give a helping hand a few hours during the election campaign. Let us know. And then thirdly as well, that we're still looking for talented candidates, particularly in the Eastern Township. So feel you'd be a great candidate or know someone to be a great candidate, please let us know. For us to mount a full campaign in the fall, we need financial contributions. So the government will actually match every dollar you give 5 to 1. So a $10 donation becomes 60, $100 donation becomes 600. So there is a contribution page that goes to Elections Quebec on our website. And so any dollar, any amount really helps. So be great. If you have any, once again, an interest in a Federalist Party, there to defend your basic human rights and freedom, to stand up for our ability to exist in the province of Quebec, please check out our website.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Colin, for speaking with us today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, very nice to meet you, Taylor.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.